Welcome to the new podcast series by Curare Europe, where we aim to approach the topics of our business units both practically and in dialogue. Today, Claudia Müller-Ramirez is talking with Antonio Velado, Sales and Technical Manager, EMEA and America, Dr. Florian Mumi, R&D, and Jeet Singh, Technology Scouting from Moetal, about how our high-quality PVB polymers not only make colours shine, but also ensure a strong binding. In the next, around 20 minutes, you'll find out everything you need to know about it. We hope you enjoy this episode and get inspired.
From brilliant printing inks to sophisticated composite materials and high-tech ceramics for the electronics industry, PVB is important for many applications. For today's episode of the Curare Podcast, I'm joined by Antonio Velado, Sales and Technical Manager, EMEA and Americas, Dr. Florian Mumi, R&D, and Jeet Singh, Technology Scout from Moetal, our high-quality brand for PVB. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh, glad to be here, Claudia.
Yes, I'm very excited, so I've been looking forward to this.
Pleasure being here, Claudia. Thank you very much.
Let's start with Antonio. What makes Moetal so special?
Well, with Moetal, Curare is one of the largest PVB manufacturers worldwide and the European market leader for technical PVB applications. In fact, our product was one of the first PVB materials on the market. And talking with industry experts, well, for them, Moetal is still a synonym for the polymer. With our Curare spirit, we are not satisfied to look only at our traditional markets. It is our intention to go beyond this. Innovation is what defines us. That is why we are the market leader in Europe, especially when it comes to demanding technological applications, as for example, composite materials or the fast-growing high-performance ceramics market.
Florian, speaking of applications, where are the PVB materials by Moetal used?
Basically, Moetal is used in all applications where strong binding is needed and where a high degree of transparency is required. There are several applications like in the field of inks and coatings, and there Moetal show features like very low yellowness before and after dissolution of the material. It gives printing inks its brilliance and brightness. And one should also mention that Moetal is a high pure product. And this property prevents the material from discoloration over time, for instance, in coatings where this is property is really important. In addition, Moetal is a perfect fit with materials like polyesters and polyurethanes, especially in the field of inks for packaging. Another advantage of Moetal is in packaging applications with direct food contact, that our inks based on homobutyrals are absolutely safe for consumers, and direct food contact is also allowed.
That sounds like a lot of different applications. In addition, the materials from Moetal are also used in demanding technical applications. Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, this is definitely right. Our materials are leading on the market for these kinds of applications. So coatings in the field of automotive industry, where our customer benefit from excellent dispersing properties and great film forming behavior. And they are also an excellent binder for specialty and structural adhesive. And these type of adhesives are used between the body and the chassis of the car. And in heat-resistant guide recipes, PVB is used in stoving varnishes. Last but not least, Moetal is also a thermoplastic material. And in this application, used at heat sealing varnishes in food packaging.
Yeah, and let me give you a side fact of PVB. We offer PVB in different forms and in different shapes, such as powder, granules, and film. Our thin film, especially, has a very high potential in aerospace and lightweight construction. And it can be cross-linked with heat, so solvent is not needed. And also maybe what's interesting, the new ceramic innovations, such as technical ceramics, are also in high demand. And there you will find a bit of PVB. Just to give an example of TCs or technical ceramics, microelectronics are one of them.
So what is PVB used for in the microelectronics industry?
Movital is used in the manufacturing step of technical ceramics, like technical components such as capacitors, inductors, resistors, and so on and so forth. So here Movital shows its full strength and potential, especially in demanding applications such as MLCCs, these multi-layer ceramic chip capacitors. It's a type of co-fired ceramic that is processed at low temperature, but this is only possible when Movital is used as binder. And maybe you had ever the chance to see in the inside of your iOS or Android device, there are small components in the size only 1 or 2 square millimeters. And in the inside of these components, they consist of several hundred layers of thin ceramics. And these individual layers are then only 1 micrometer, and this is only 1/10 of the human hair, maybe you know this. So there was a trend in the past to further reduce these individual layer thickness. And right now we are at a stage where the thickness is currently as thin as physics allow.
And where does PVB come into play then?
PVB is used as a so-called temporary binder in ceramic slurries. And these slurries are needed to really make and process these individual layers. And the process really behind is a film casting, one also called tape casting. And this means that the ceramic slurry, for instance, based on an aluminum oxide or barium titanate or borite, is applied to a carrier film, and this can be also a thin metal foil. For the liquid ceramic slurry, a binder is needed. And there are some requirements, like very good film forming property is needed. Maybe you can imagine if the film thickness is only 1 micrometer, you have to avoid that you have there some variations in the thickness that comes from the binder. Good adhesion is needed because you have to make at the end a stack of these several hundred layers of ceramic material. And there's also one step involved where you have sintering, so where you burn out the binder, and this has to be really slow and homogeneous. And this is where our material brings really considerable advantages here.
So let me add some more points. We are seeing a clear trend towards miniaturization in the market for high-performance ceramics. Electronic devices today have to provide more and more performance. And this requires ever more complex ceramic capacitors. Our PVB materials are manufactured according to very strict specifications and of consistent quality. This allows the producer to adjust their production systems very, very precisely. With the high quality of Movital, we are ahead of the market, and we enable manufacturers to keep pace with this trend.
It is really interesting to see the technological applications in which Kurari PVB materials are used. In addition, Movital operates its own technology scouting. Jeet, could you tell us more about this?
Sure, I would love to. So, you see, in recent years, we had a higher demand on technical support, for example, in the field of 3D printing or injection molding. So, at some point, we decided to do our own technology scout to look at possible new applications in advance and a solution for the customers and to investigate with our PVB. So, well, at Movital, we aim to support our customers with our know-how in using PVB because we know how our materials behave in different solvents or in different conditions and what the technical limits are. So if we see a possibility to create advantages in the manufacturing of a special technical component, we take a closer look. So let's put it in a nutshell. We unite our materials with new innovations and with new applications.
Interesting. So where do you get your inspiration for such new fields of application from?
Well, through our sales agents who work very closely with our customers. Often customers have special applications for which we find a solution together. But also we have three main sources. Well, the first one would be monitor the market. The second one would be we work closely with the university, institutes or cooperating companies. And the third one and the last one would be we try to anticipate customer needs in advance.
How do you proceed specifically when developing possible applications? And could you give us an example of a new application you're currently working on?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about the additive manufacturing. So recently we visited the Ceramic Tech conference, and there was an application which is, I think, very interesting, how to use the PVB in filaments or as a filament in 3D printing. And seeing its potential on the market, we asked ourselves, what could we do for the customer, or what requirements we need to fulfill the desired needs from the customer? So with such bundle of questions, we go home and do our homework. So we answer them and etc. Have meetings, talk about it, and have the first ideas. What type would be fit into this application, or kind of application? In that case, or especially in that case, we thought about the sustainability topic, because you can use the PVB without any solvent. And the only thing you have at the end is water and CO2.
So you mentioned raw materials. How do you get from these raw ideas to solutions for customers?
Oh, well, I'm a part of the technology scouting team, as you know. And the other part, the good half, is Dr. Mumi, who is also here today. We think about the features and requirements are needed for this application. And if necessary, we also invite other colleagues from other departments just to get a feedback on that. And after an intensive startup phase, we move on and go to the development and testing phase. But I think, Florian, you can tell more about it.
Sure, I can give some input. So here in Frankfurt, we have an entire development department with very well-equipped R&D labs. And our production site is also very, very close. And we are part of our new Competence Center for Innovation and Technology together with our colleagues in Trostorf. And this enables really close collaboration between development on one side, production on the other side, and sales and marketing, so you guys here in Hattersheim. In order to develop the right material for a new application or to also meet the individual requirements of our customers, we produce typically, first of all, really small batches in the lab. And then we can, if the project proceeds further on, we can do then small production runs directly here in the factory that is located in Frankfurt. Next step is that our customers can then investigate the material in their application, and then they give some feedback, and we further typically optimize the material if necessary.
So it sounds like you have a close relationship with our customers. Jeet, from your experience as a technology scout, how will the PVB market develop in the future?
So, well, not just as a technology scout, also as a salesman and also as a chemical engineer, I can say we have a promising future, because there are always new innovations and new areas of application. In addition to 3D printing, we are currently working on some projects with PVB in the textile industry. So with its adhesive surface, we can stick fabrics to various surfaces and have a very low waste potential. Also, application I would mention is injection molding and chip manufacturing. Especially chip manufacturing, if you think about crypto, that's the next gen.
So both of you talked about collaboration and services. Which services can customers of Momertal benefit from?
Well, first of all, our wide product portfolio with high-quality PVB materials. In our standard product range, we offer a wide Momertal portfolio with different specifications, suitable for almost any application. For more specific requirements, our experts develop PVB with tailor-made technical properties. With our technical service, we are represented globally and offer our customers quick and easy support all over the world. For example, with the selection of the right grade, technical support, new application testing, and this just to name only a few points.
Sounds like you're taking a global approach. We've heard a lot today about Momertal's innovative materials and applications. Where can our listeners find more information?
I think our website is the best place. Here we stay connected to our customers 24/7, where they can download, for example, our product brochures, safety and technical data sheets, this podcast, global information about Momertal and their applications, or just send us a specific request via our contact form.
Thank you very much for the really interesting discussion and the useful information today. We appreciate you taking the time to introduce us to the Karari business unit, Momertal.
I really enjoyed our talk, Claudia.
Yes, it was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. The pleasure is all mine. We're happy to answer your questions about Momertal and our applications. Just give us a call. We look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks for listening. We hope our podcast inspired you, and you now know more about what our colleagues offer us and our customers. For more information, please contact the internal communication team on our intranet at intranet.curare.eu. And don't forget to tune in again next time for more information on Curare's business units. See you then.